kwazi wai muri Zimbabwe ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu chave chidiki chekutanga uhlelo lwakuqala lwalonyaka umnyaka ka 2020. Welcome Zimbabwe Muhle to the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today, Mthakazo Muhle Zimbabwe Muhle Muri Zimbabwe is our first show of 2020. Today is January the 7th of 2020. Mthakazo Muhle Muri Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, muri Zimbabwe, ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lami Mike Hove. Welcome, Mthakazo Muhle to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything, gonke, and everything youth-related. Tonight on The Connection, it's being the first show of 2020. I found it very important, ukuthi, we set the tempo for 2020. This, tonight on The Connection, we're going to be looking back, we're going to be reflecting on umnyaka ka 2019, gore rapfuura ra 2019, tichange tichidzosa ndangariro. But we're not just ending there. Well, I'm going to be hosting a panel of young community leaders that are going to help me as we discuss what happened in 2019. But we're also going to be looking forward to tichitarisira mberi, tichiona kuti gore rino, umnyaka ka 2020, izinto zvizape zvihamba njani for abantu vasakhulayo. We're going to be looking at the year 2020 as we analyze and see what exactly is in store. What do the youth want and what's in store for them in 2020? Is it possible for the youth to uplift each other using acquired skills that they earn in college, in their technicons, even as you hustle on your side hustles? We know my Zimbabweans, which niki, my hustle, I waku gona mno gona ko hustler. So the big question we're looking to address, Nasi Muchirongwa, is are the youth able to use their skills and knowledge to uplift each other? So if you're looking to join tonight's program, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lako njalo ukumxhuma live ecing when mono kwanisa unifonera live parunari pa +12026192077. Nyapinda njalo +12024650318 pa WhatsApp and then live ukucingo abafisa ukungifonela +12026192077. Mune Zimbabwe, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on radio, Abasemakaya, listening live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, Tipopa Zwekari pa 4930, pa 13860, Uyeje pa 15460 kilohertz, gu shortwave. And on the internet, we're streaming live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandevelin.com. So, I'm Muria Zimbabwe, Pinam Chironga Mundu Zo Maundreyu, Magatira Chironga Chirichiniki, Ushelo The Connection, Lami Umai Kove. Eita, hola, Deipiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MYKE3. At Big Mike 3, go Twitter njalo go Instagram, BI3GMYKE3. Gotwa, linga kichimilinga le go Twitter la go Instagram, lifisu lami, nkona konapa, go kati le tuele VOA Ndebele, pa VOA Shona Triple Jokare, pa VOA Studio 7 for the next hour. Sakana mshinopila mshirongwa, sakanga nupa ma Facebook page in matatu, you can write your name and number in the comment section, tutange chukufo live pa mepo. And also, you can write your comments, and I'll be reading them live on air. Once again, Mzimbabwe Muhle, Mthokozo Muhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Nechirongwa chedu chevechidiki, the first program of 2020. And I'm your host, Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa chukubata nyaya yekusimudzira vechidiki. 2020 has arrived, and vechidiki mnugorera 2019. Vanga wachichema, the youth were facing several different things. In our last program that we had here on the 31st of December, one thing was highlighted. Abantu abasakhulayo ngomnyaka ka 2019 were not happy at all. A lot of youth came onto this program, and the one thing they said was, I put the mic mina umnyaka ka 2019, I wanted to be a write-off. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, we sithi imisebenzi ayibambeki. Abantu abasakhulayo were crying, we sithi isomnotho somnotho siloku siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka. And mamira kaita upfumi wenyika, aiwa arimuendera mbere achienda kumawere. Saka aiwa ndati nasi muchirongwa ndiunzo ma community leaders wanita mabasa akasiyana siyana tinzwa kuti ivo gore ra 2019 vakaroona sei uyezve pane vamwe vakatotanga zvirongwa zvine chinangwa zvokusimudzira vechidiki ma communities akasiyana siyana sikangeli kupa lo munumzana decent pachina kuhlelo. He is one of the people who has a program that's been helping young people. It's already kickstarted and it's already started helping. So mfisa kuzwa kuti as youth that have attained so many skills in IT, in economy, in social skills, networking, so forth and so forth, are the youth of Zimbabwe able to use their attained skills to uplift each other? Mukaiso lingafaga makande in one pot. Can the youth come together and uplift each other? So now, as I spoke about Umnumzana U Decent Pachila, Decent Pachila kick-started a program that targeted towards helping youth who are in the rural settlements of Zimbabwe. Now, some of these youths were facing challenges such as internet connectivity as they were trying to apply for jobs to become nurses. As I mentioned earlier on, the issue of unemployment is one issue that seems to have struck in Zimbabweans in 2019. But Decent Pachila and his mates decided to come together and they helped these youth, at the very least, get an opportunity to be shortlisted for some jobs. Let's take a look at a video whereby these youth spoke for themselves as they were talking about the initiative and they were talking about what they experienced as people such as Decent Pachila, who's going to be joining us tonight on the program, came to them and decided to help them. Let's take a look.
I am Ayanda Michelle Muma. I'm 20 years old. I grew up in Bulawayo. I took my O-level at Research High School, where I managed to obtain eight O-level courses. I further studied at Montrose High, where I managed to obtain my two A-level courses. I grew up with my auntie, who was a nurse. And so growing up in that environment and seeing how much she was dedicated and loved her work, to me, it has been what makes motivating and inspiring. Hence, I have a passion in nursing, and I love providing care, comfort, and education to those who need help the most.
In the year 2019, sometime in November, I was introduced to the group of volunteers who were helping aspiring applicants. When the real advert was out, we had challenges here and there, such as the website was down and some of us could not apply. But it was because of the team, at the end, we managed to apply. And I was one of the candidates who were shortlisted, and I went all the way to Parinyatwa. But the other challenge I faced was we're not given the real date of when was the interview to be carried out. So one of our volunteers, Michael Ndiweni, called the ICT department of the Ministry of Child Health and Care, and that's when we managed to know the real date of the interview. For that, I'm really grateful about what the team did for us, and no words can express how happy I am about that. If I'm to be selected, I wish to be helped with the nursing necessities that I will use as I commence my nursing training. Thank you.
My name is Nicole M. Jobo. I'm from Blanket District in Bolilima. I did my O-level in Madamuta High School and got 8 O-level passes. I then went on to do my A-level in Central High School. And after finishing my studies, I'd always been passionate about doing medical care or something that is in line with medical practice. So I went on to apply for nursing. I've been applying many times, but to no avail. I've been disappointed, heartbroken, felt like it's the end of the world. But I kept being optimistic and hopeful that someday I might get a chance. Okay. In November 2019, I was introduced to this group called the 2020 Volunteers. This is a group from Matabeleland. They're assisting children from Matabeleland to apply, not necessarily for nursing, but in many different organizations, either for in universities or for job opportunities with fair and equal chances. So it is through these guys that I have managed to apply for nursing successfully finally, and got shortlisted and went for my interviews at Harare in Paravenyata Hospital, and I was so happy. These guys have been helping by providing funds, for example, the 10 RTGS that is needed when you're applying online, considering that the e-commerce is now, the nursing applications are now done online. And they've also been assisting by reaching out to those in remote areas, sending them data, making sure they apply without obstacles hindering them from doing so successfully. And these guys have also been helping by advocating for us, reaching to the higher ups with our complaints, since the website was so down and it seemed impossible for us to apply successfully. But they've been advocating for us, talking to the IT team of the Ministry of Health and Child Care, talking to the HPR of the Ministry of Health and Child Care. They've been there for us in everything, doing everything with a free spirit, doing everything for us for free. And I'm really grateful.
Leabezo phela abantu abasakhulayo who are from the rural areas that are, you know, these rural settlements. Udaba lokuthi abantu abasakhulayo complained ngomnyaka 2019 bathi ha, you know, there's no centralization. Imisebenzi eningi uyayithola ukuthi iseHarare, kanti bona abantu abasakhulayo abaphile emaphandleni bayakhala besithi bona abasatholi amathuba okuthola imisebenzi. So abantu abafana lomnumzana uDecent Bajila took it upon themselves and they found a way to help abantu abasakhulayo. So that's one thing that inspired uhlelo lwalamhla. Ndiyo nyaya yakandikurudzira ini kuti ah, Mike, if people like Decent Bajila can help you people in different parts of you know, within Matabeleland, within Midlands, these places that are generally overlooked, how is it not possible ukuthi such programs can be not be initiated in different parts of the countries? Tijono ukuthi wechidiki, can they be uplifted by such programs? But siyazi ukuthi umnumzana uDecent Bajila is already on the line. He's raring to tell us more about this program. And of course, I'm looking to hear ukuthi yena ubona ngani if these programs are set up in different parts of Zimbabwe, would they help? Let's hear what he has to say. Decent Bajila, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bhuti, unjani?
Ngiyabonga Mike, kwetha.
Hayi, ngiyaphila, wena unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila lathi.
Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nami ngiyabonga ukuba phakathi kwehlelo.
So early on, Decent, I was playing a video lapho abantu abasakhulayo were basically explaining what they had to go through and how the program that you and abantu abafana labo mnumzana uMichael Ndiweni set up helped them as young people. Now, my first question to you, Decent, because there's a lot of people that may not have a lot of knowledge about uhlelo lolu, and there's a lot of people that may not understand what inspired people like yourselves to do it, is what exactly motivated you guys to go to the most minute places in Matabeleland and Midlands and want to figure out a way to help the youth?
Yeah, I think the first thing is that people, there was a time when there were questions around why are there no people from Matabeleland, particularly within certain ministries, in the Ministry of Women, in the Ministry of Youth, those ministries that require representation at grassroots level, that must have ward officers. There was at one point a question on why don't we have ward officers in the Ministry of Women's Affairs, ward officers in the Ministry of Youth Affairs in rural Matabeleland. And the response was that we do not have people with 5 O-levels in rural Matabeleland. So that is one thing that we went out to say. We need to show that there are people with 5 O-levels in rural Matabeleland, and even more people with diplomas and some with degree who are resident in rural Matabeleland who qualify for these opportunities. It's just that the process of getting to those opportunities is not available to them. Either the interviews are too far from them, or the information is just not given to them. So that was one of the biggest inspirations of the program, to prove that indeed in rural Matabeleland there are people who qualify for these positions, who are resident there, who are unemployed.
Now, decent, the year 2019, umnyaka 2019 seemed to be a very, very difficult year for abantu abasakhulayo. Earlier on, I was discussing about how on the 31st, I had my last program, Lapa, of 2019, and the central thing that seems to have come out is abantu abasakhulayo were complaining with city. You know what, Mike, if we could write off umnyaka 2019, I would prefer we do that. Ngenxa yokuthi they were complaining about ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi, they were complaining about how the state of the economy is affecting their day-to-day basis. I would love to hear you yourself as a community leader. What was your take on umnyaka 2019?
Umnyaka 2019 ubunzima kakhulu because ungananzelela ukuthi nga singabantu mhlala lisebizweni. One thing that is certain ukuthi uzayenza tax. You are going to pay tax no matter what, so long you are alive. And in 2019, we saw an increase of the number of taxes that umuntu ohlala eZimbabwe has to pay. And all these taxes, nama taxes are compulsory. For example, my taxes are virtual transactions. If you are going to do a transaction over your phone or everywhere, you taxes now coming in. Literally eroding 2% of the nothing that young people already had. So already young people, before these taxes came in, they were so gone. Now, so with the tax angels, the way go away, you also have the issues of which our subsidy on our basic commodities, our money, also affecting the livelihoods of everyone, more so of young people. Because the unemployment continues to move on while there is a few that continues to be rich and richer and richer in Zimbabwe. So, umnyaka 2019, we will soon be
cool in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe Mavakunzi wakuna la decent Fajila. He was a young gentleman who decided aiwa ini nevango wangu vechidiki ngatibata ne ituono kutinga batara say vanu vechidiki wanu vaku marua kuna ukukuna na Matabeleland kuna na Midlands kune wanu waka wanda vechidiki vasuruku wanao mikana encompassing kune zuruku itika kuna na Harare na kuna na Bulawayo. Niyezo kutungilo mlalele nrumuzo ndino mtereri wangu kutanga mlalele okalonge na yogushelo. Kola kola mtereri ni agwamgena ukishelo. Welcome mnechirongwa chelu. Who's on the line there?
Ya, isu tuta waone shekuti ku Zimbabwe zaka umasinga iti.
Aripari nare mdiali ndari. Ndati aripari nare mdiali.
Tendai.
Oh, mkoma tendai, shurufambe.
Shurufambe kuseiko ku mita jonga yandile.
Aywa, di Mike aripo, taura mkoma jonga wangu aripari yetu wa mboti zoro reinda, mboti ndipinde u semu mwoshidiki.
Okay.
Ndugunzi watu maamisho wawa kutuza maundrenyu, ifa ima tuza mkomu.
Kuchipingi zuzakatu umira kumana indoka kuchipingi, pati kuchipingi zuzakatu umira kambo vakacho wanja benda uko alale haa zuzakuliza kumana mkucha dodo ndede itimile papi haa zuzakatu umira FHD.
Gorera 2019 makari wana usei mkoma tenda?
Chi?
Dati gorera 2019 makari wana usei? I was going to say atingati talent yekuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvinonyatso dadisa. Saka sezvo vechidiki vane ruzivo ruzhinji pane pamusoro pezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana, chii chinoita kuti vasabatane vonawo mikana yekuzvisimudzira? Chiri kunyatsonetsa chii? I was a kunza, you know, Porera 2020, Nema on Renew, Zunzachin, Jerevich Nikiwata, one home can look soon there.
Ah, I never don't want to see Chinjaga. Never don't go see Jerry, get it to the media. Tumbo and the Dingo such a home to the media. We bought a fan and go with that. I'm not a woman, none. I don't push about Tommy Gross about that.
I was Takunza Zaganaka Koma Tendai to know Tenders Kurus and Pinam Tronga. All right, Muri Zimbabwe, Mtshakazo Moshe, that was Umnumzana Utendai. Ongisakhulayo, yena he's from Chipinge. Utendai yena uthi ubona ngani, umnyaka 2019. As I mentioned earlier on, just like abanye abasakhulayo that entered the program, mhlaka 31, right of 2019. Ngenxa yokuthi, hayi isimo somnotho ukuthiwa siyahlupha imisebenzi ayitholakali. So ngimbuzile uTendai ngathi Tendai njengoba eningi labasakhulayo ikakhulukazi abadabuka eZimbabwe bahlakaniphileni empela, they're very very intelligent smart people, kungani bekafaka ingqondo zabo within one melting pot, babona ukuthi ithuba likhona na lokuthi ulo who has knowledge on economy, ulo who has knowledge on e-marketing, ulo who has knowledge on e-broadcasting, babona ukuthi ngaba lobudlelwano, can they uplift themselves? Yena uthi njengoba uhulumende, yena ubona ngani uhulumende okhona is not supportive of abantu abasakhulayo, hayi lokhu kungahlupha. Asizweni ukuthi uDecent Bachelor yena uthini. Decent ukhona ecingweni? Right, you heard what Umlaleli was saying. You yourself have already kickstarted this initiative that is somehow helping the youth. Is it possible, Uguti, there can be different programs set up in different parts of Zimbabwe to uplift youth, regardless of whether the government is performing at its best or not?
I think the things that we have started, Sazenza, with respect to Midlands and Matabeleland, can be replicated elsewhere throughout the country. Also, Lati, if we could divert resources, if we could divert energy, if we could divert more time, we could have spread the whole program throughout the country. Mm. But my challenge is that the program that we are doing now is absolutely, absolutely unnecessary. Government must have done all these things, that must have presented all these things that we are presenting now long back. Ukuthi izindlela zokuthi abantu bazise amathuba akhona phakathi kwabo, abaphila duzane kwabo, kumele kube into elula ehlalise yenzakala. Kungasabi nemizamo eyenzakeleyo ngiyakuthemba abanye kathi ke naxophisana nabo abanawe tenses abancedisa. Omunye wakhona wasuke eVictoria Falls. Siza kuma interviews eHarare. Wadlula izibhedlela ezingaki endleleni lapha kade nga interviewa khona. Abanye basukela emakhaya ePlumtree ngokunjalo. Singalandela uhlelo lolukhulu olusekelo sombuso olwe devolution of power. Kuzwa kwenza ukuthi abantu njengoba usitsho abantu eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile. Abantu eZimbabwe bahlakaniphile bayenelisa ukuzenzela izinto. Uhlupho ngolokuthi akula information efika kibo. Uhlupho ngolokuthi izinto lapho kumele zenzakale khona zenzakale endaweni eyodwa kumbe ezimbili zifihlekile zisensitha. Alubana zonke izinto ziyabekwa zibe mgqeke ukuthi lokhu lalokho kwenzakalayo. Njalo abantu benelisa ukuzilanda lezo zinto eduze lapho abahlala khona. Mina ngilethemba ukuthi abantu abakhe beZimbabwe bengasukuma bakhe umnotho welizwe ngempela engcono.
Othi ngikubamba umlomo one more time, Decent, ngithatha omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo, size ukuthi yena uthi ngodabula khona egodweni. Alright, Muri Zimbabwe, mavakunzwa kunaba Decent Bajila, yena he was commenting esithi pakaitikanya ye devolution, maybe, just maybe, the youth are able to assist themselves. Now, asizweni ukuthi omunye uguest wami ongenayo kuhlelo, what does he have to say about nyaya tinayo nasimtshirongwa? Joining me is a community development practitioner. He has experience esebenza kanye ndawonye lohulumende. Asizweni ukuthi yena uthini, umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo. Bakajengo, ndinomgamtshira mtshirongwa, makade enyu mkoma.
Makati
enyu atiri, sinotenda mkoma. Aiwa, happy new year, ndeke kutanga tshikuona ikagore rino.
tinotenda sikuru.
Vaka jengo nyaya tinayo nasi mgango. Tukukurukura nezve zvakasangana nevechidiki gore rapfuura. And then tukuda kunzwawo kuti mikana iripo here yekuti vechidiki vasimudzirewo gore rino. Mubvunzo wangu wekutanga kwamuri vaka jengo, my first question to you is, what is your take on 2019? A lot of youth have come onto this program and they said, ah, inini if it was up to them, ah, gorera 2019, vaitori visa mukalenda. Mungati inazvo izvo.
Okay. Actually, thank you very much for the discussion and for the topic. The year 2019, in as far as I am concerned, in as far as youth are concerned, in as far as the young people in different spheres of life, political, social, economic, they actually have been airing and putting out a number of views or opinions. Firstly, there are some positives that have been realized in the year 2019. I'm sure you are aware that the government of Zimbabwe, under the leadership of Comrade D.D. Mnangagwa, actually made it very clear that devolution is to be a practical policy, not just a theoretical one. So it was implemented, and this devolution benefited many of the young people. You can see that the young people have been aggregated into different sectors, you know, mining, you know, agriculture, you know, tourism. So actually, 2019 was one of the progressive years in as far as youth empowerment and development are concerned. Of course, challenges they do exist, but honestly speaking, as a development practitioner, I can certainly agree that it was a good year for the young people. Also, take note, the government of Zimbabwe in the year 2019, according to its national budget, they also budgeted for the inclusion of young people in all ministries, in all sectors. So it has a good starting point for the young people in the entire developmental arena.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vaka Jengo, as you say, it was a good year. We have a lot of young people that are still complaining about the fact that they are unemployed. We have a lot of young people that are complaining about the fact that mamiriro yopfumiwe inyika rungoendera mberi achina kumawere zvichingonzi zvichagadziriswa 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 nanhasi zvinhu hazvisati zvagadziriswa. Young people within the most minute areas are still complaining because they're not given the same opportunities as young people who are in urban centers. And urban centers aren't doing that much better because they're also not getting opportunities with regards to employment and so forth. How do we then progress and make sure that 2020 is a better year for them?
Thank you very much. I do agree. We ought to be guided by the government, the blueprint, the TOP, Transitional Supervision Program, the TOP. It is a benchmark. It is a map which has to guide most of the young people. If you look at the 2020 budget, you do agree with me that it's a youth-centered budget, which is a clear reflection of the single set that the government is centered, is focused, and is putting on the first priority, is young people. Look, now the empowerment is also being capacitated. If you look, the year 2020 is the year where entrepreneurship is going to be realized. Entrepreneurship is going to be the, you know, to be on the forefront in as far as the Vision 2030 is concerned. So our budget itself, if you look at it, you do agree with me that the young people are at the center stage in terms of government priority. Secondly, if you look at currently, there's been issues of fees rise. I'm sure you're aware that most of the colleges, most of the universities have been calling for an increase in terms of fees. But look, the minister responsible for higher teacher education, you know, is trying his level best to make sure that the fees are not going to be increased. Meaning to say, the issue of youth empowerment is still a priority of the state.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vaka Jengo, again, but if I'm Romondin, so and then I'll head over to Decent so he can respond to you. Yes, also, you know, Mlaleli, and Rukunzo, and Dino Mom Terere, Arukinam Chongwa, Kola Kola Mlaleli, Nyagam Gelokselo, and Dino Kamchiram Chongwa. Who's on the line there? Hello?
Hello?
Yebo, Kola, Zukfambe.
Yebo, Ninjano.
I say, P. Lambano connecting when?
I was Plaza Chuma.
Hey, Kodi te unjani bab.
Hai, ni apila unjani nanyo.
Hai, ni apila. Happy New Year.
Ai, sisi ni kwenye kila mmoja kumbeba mjanda au kuna vo.
Ai, sina siapila, at least we have to siapila.
Yeah, ai, kuniona kwa sisi ni kwenye siapila.
Nyempela. So, mnumga na chuma au nje rumbono hapo. 2019, izi mtozi hambe vuse na, ikakuluga zi wana speaking about, kama nkama sakula.
Ai, ya mkotu, mkuru kutetu niso, kagula ante kambe vuse. Mtozi kambe vuse. I was a kid. Kuna bantu anabasuka jio umo kera kutu kuna yama tebelendi umo bridge kuna umo midlands fancy day abase abayelemi isukuti batone lelo kubala kutu wapula elezi nito basa zivazi mwono mwa agula neke tagula ani agula zibute wa kutu zimu kuruga kuruga zimu abantu anabatele zima tangawe sana nikile kutu apeli kukene zikona pere kama na kukene nukani kwa wata nikile bantu anabote apeli ngao na kukene na kukene pambili ewa zisaka nikile kuna na kofi za kone kuna kuhi zimu bantu anabakuru kazi kukuti ayayayay zile amyazi hiti kwa hizu wanjani.
So Baba Chuma, kuhlelo silomlungwana uDecent Bhatshila, yena uBhatshila labanye abasakhulayo came about with a program lapho bayazama ukuthuthukisa abanye abasakhulayo abaphila emaphandleni ukuthi bathole imisebenzi endaweni ezithiyeneyo. Ubona ngani inhlelo ezifanayo is there set up in different areas eZimbabwe abasha balakho ukuthuthuka na?
Hayi lapho ngaba ngancedisa kakhulu sini bafike endaweni zonke zezelizwe. Hayi mbona ngalo wazama sibe ukuthi kuba kuthuthukiswe yakhathi ngore bancedisile sibe abanye abantwana sibe babuya bazenza imali kuzenza eHarare. Hayi lapho kungawuthuthukisa sibe kuzwayo ngoba kufanele ukuthi vele zintanjani kakula muntu kelo bakhangelayo ngoba umkhulumendi kalandaba lakho vele kakula. Siwayifaka ebaleni ukuthi kuyuthi le ukuthi ithole into engayincedisa. Hayi bangazama sibili kubona bayenza into enhle kakhulu kakhulu kakhulukazi.
Ulawo yini amazwi okunikeza uBhatshila?
Hayi ngifuna ukumbonga kakhulu uBhatshila ukuthi Bhatshila akuyenze sibi gcwalisa indawo yonke sibili izwe lonke leli. Uzame sibi uhlelo lokho hayi kukahle kakhulukazi nokuyenze kwenzayo. Siyakubongela kakhulu ukuthi hayi inkosi kubusise sibili. Uphumise abantwana laba kumbe bangathola kungabanceda busazina kusasa.
Hayi siyabonga Golide Tanki ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi kulungile baba.
Right, muri Zimbabwe mabhakuzwa kuna vasivasa chuma umwe womuteereri wedu anosimbo pinda panapa pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki vari kuti aiwa nemaondero avo hongu zvirongwa zvakafanana neichimu ichiwo chirongwa chakasetwa up na Decent Bhatshila nevamwe vechidiki if it's set up accordingly mune ma center zvakasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe uko hanzi vechidiki vanokavo kuzvisimudzira pinda muchirongwa mundudzo maondero enyu asizoni kuti yena uDecent uthini Decent ukonekcinwe. Right, so you heard what Kajengo had to say, you heard what Umlaleli had to say, Aoba Pendus.
Yeah, mina wakukameng avucho, especially on the side of what Kajengo was saying was that the biggest challenge we have in Zimbabwe is that we have got so many nicely written documents, and those documents amount to nothing at the end of the day, because these documents are always aspirational, and there is nothing at the level of implementation. We are now tired of having one document launched after another. This document, there is another. And in terms of implementation, there is absolutely nothing. That is why right now there is an issue where he correctly says that government adopts that it is going to push the agenda of devolution as of 2019. But what happens? People in Victoria Falls are called by government for interviews in Harare when there are hospitals in those areas. Hospitals like Kwekwe Hospital, for example, has a nursing intake that must begin as we speak this January. but no interviews happened there. People from Kwekwe have to travel to either Bulawayo or Harare for interviews. And people from surrounding areas around Kwekwe, the likes of Slovena, Jombe, Chundura, and other areas who could come to Kwekwe easily, now have to travel all that far. Mm-hmm. At the backdrop of a government that has adopted devolution as a policy. So adoption of policies and nice documents, all this thing is one thing. Implementation is another. What we now want to see is implementation of these policies. Good, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Vaka Jengo, pin writings.
I agree, my brother. Let me say, I'm sorry to say that you are totally disconnected from reality. Mm-hmm. Look, my brother, devolution is a reality. Our budget for 2020 is something that has been budgeted for. All the 10 provinces, including the Kwekwe province, are in the budget, in as far as devolution is concerned, which reflects the simple fact that it's no longer just a theory, but it's now realistic. If you look at back to, I have another caller trying to portray the fact that the government is failing to properly empower the young people through various ways. I want to correct that. Look, if you look at the sector like art, you do agree with me that 80% of the art are young people that are being supported fully by government, materially, socially, and even financially. Look at those into cultural arts. You know, recently, yesterday, the president met the young people under a program called where issues of economy were on the tender stage. Look, issue of mining, issue of agriculture, issue of tourism. Right? Secondly, I'm sure you are aware that in September this year, government of Zimbabwe, in Turkey, as the young people in Zimbabwe, they hosted an Africa Youth and Tourism Conference. And we had a number of countries that came to Zimbabwe, which reflects that the country is geared and is prepared at the same time is already implementing this empowerment program. So now to say it's just it's something on paper, just a theoretical, it's an understatement, or else it really means that one is totally disconnected from reality.
Thank you, Lady Priest.
But I just assisted 23 young people to travel from rural Matlele for interviews in Harare just a week ago. How can that amount to being disconnected from reality? Is there any more reality better than that? All he is talking about is nothing that is being experienced.
I can work anywhere in Zimbabwe because I'm a Zimbabwean. I can apply for a job anywhere. It's my country. Anyone who is from Victor, from Kumbura, wherever you can work free, to work anyway, because it's a sovereign country. It's a country that is...
There is no problem with working anyway. There is no problem with working anyway. The point is that Kwekwe Hospital has a training for nurses. Interviews for Kwekwe must be done in Kwekwe, not in Harare or Bulawayo. That's the point. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. If you are going to be trained in Kwekwe, why can't you be interviewed in Kwekwe?
Mm-hmm. All right, Matota, let me hold you both on the line for 1 second and touch on that, and then I'll come back to you guys and give you guys a platform. Tiena uthi ngodabule connect kutwini ndirikunzwa ndine mthereri khola mthereri ndinomgamishira mchirongwa mbano connect ngwena khola. Hello
njani baba?
Ngiyaphila baba, mbano connect ngwena.
Hey,
buyini kunjani eDurban?
Hey, kuyabheda lana baba.
Uthi kuyabheda, awusikele okuningi. What's going on?
Akuri kurwadza, handi muriona takazonge takurohwa muna 2019 umu. Akumanizvo zvacho.
Saka
hai zvakaoma ndozama kuti zviendeke.
Mabata nyaya ya 2019 mukoma Prince ibvai matoutiudzawo zvizhinji. Imi muri kuionawo segore rapfuura vechidiki vakabudirira here, zvinhu zvakafamba zvakanaka here?
Hapana kana papasina kana option, asi tikonotiwo negore rinori tapinda iri, otherwise zvino zvino zviri kutadza kuti zvakati siyanei shomo.
Siyanei sei?
Rapera is right, Wajai. As the male, the real male, everyone is in a hope with his no going to eat.
Saka nemaonye yenyu vechidikwa chazowanawo havo mukana wekuwana zvavanga vachitemera kugore rapfuura.
Muno mugezeni ndine hope yekuti ndizvozvo chaizvo kuti tinoonawo zvishoma pane zvakatisiyanei nezvelast year.
Ko kuZimbabwe. Mukoma Prince vechidiki kuZimbabwe nangwe ikoko kuSouth Africa vari zvizvarwa zvokuZimbabwe. Vanonyatsoratidza kuti aiwa vanhu vakangwara zvechokwadi mabasa munonyatsorova munhu wese anonyatsobvuma kuti maZimbabweans aiwa vanhu vakangwara kwese kwandoenda ini ndakati maZimbabweans vanhu vakangwara saka kana tiri vanhu vakangwara so chii chinotadza kuti vechidiki vaisawo pfungwa dzavo pamwe chete vaonawo kuti vangazvisimudzira sei chii chinonyatsovatadzisa kudaro
munoona kungwara kwedu nekuzi hazi takadzidza ka sometimes mumacho tinozviparira tega tinoona leader wedu wekutanga watatinaye vamugabe muchakapo wakatine vanhu chinhu unozivi tingati ugodowe kana utsinya huya huya saka munhu unonge ari panext pangu handigoni kuti ndimusimudzire nemwoyo wose ndinongoti kana aodobiriraka ndakutanga futi kuti godo riyari handi munoona ndakutanga futi kuti godo rekuti a munhu waudo ndidarika sei ndindamuti aiti azamawo kuitawo bichana saka zvinhu zvinotidzose kumashure isusu handi munozvoona
aiwa
takunzwairani zvakanaka nemuriwese
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Prince kandai mazwenyu okupedzisira
aiwa ndinoda hangu kumhoresa vanhu vese vezimbabwe kuti ave netarisiwo yekuti vamunangagwa nezanu p f yavo vachazobva
kwete kugadzirisa zvinhu
aiwa haana zvaanogadzirisa madofu
aiwa takudza mukoma Prince tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handisi
aiwa zvakanaka mambo wangu
allright let's head over to my third guest ongenayo kuhlelo siyezwa kuthi silo samke liso chuma samke unjani sisami
ngi-right unjani
angiyaphila vele you entered as the program got hot
you know like I'm struggling to hear you I don't know why
uyangizwa na can you hear me now
yeah
okay what's here so let me ask my producer to hang up and then he'll try call you back angithi ngenxa ukuthi inetwork ikhanya ngani yatho
Yes,
all right,
yeah, but now I can hear you. So if you don't hear me, then they can cut. But I think right now it will be clear.
Okay, can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, okay.
All right, awesome. Let's get locked and loaded. Samke, basically, Namsa Wuselo, we're reflecting on umnyaka lo osandukudlula umnyaka ka 2019 and I also am looking to hear from you guys as community leaders ukuthi libona ngani kulomnyaka abantu abasakhulayo if you all put your expertise together are you able to uplift each other so umbuzo wami oqala kuwe Samke awusitele umbono wakho mayelana ngalomnyaka osandukudlula what do you think did the youth experience enough did the youth go through let's start off there abasakhulayo
the same thing every year, like the unemployment is the same, the rates are still high, people are jobless. So when it comes to our youth in Zimbabwe, the Lama problem is still the same, we have no money, we can't do anything, we're frustrated. It's still the same story. It's just like we're saying the same song over and over again, and it's getting tiring, to be honest. 2019 was just like any other year, you know, and it was quite disappointing with our past. With a new dissertation, and we are hoping that things will be better. But to realize as a young person, it's actually worse. It's getting worse every day. So 2019 was really bad. Like, if you think the same to young people, this is what they say. 2019 was hectic. It was hard.
Is there any hope that 2020 will be any different? If you're saying Uguti Ingoma has been the same over the years?
Do you know what? Like, I was talking to a friend, Izolo, a 50, that she so frustrated because we have one of my problems that are happening and she can't help. And like, with a few young people who are saying, this 2020, we're going to promote active citizenship, you know, which we participate instead of not complaining, I hate the word complaining, but instead of always saying the same song, what role can you play, what solution can you bring to the table? what can we mobilize and then because I feel like with the government there's no more hope, and we'll be lying to ourselves if we're going to say they will do anything. So 2020 is more of active citizenship, you know, like we're going to participate in bringing our own solutions, partnering with different individuals in the diaspora.
Now, Sange, which is pretty much the narrow, what comes down to what we're discussing, Namsa. You talked about active citizenship. Earlier on, I was explaining to people how I'm basing this whole conversation based on a mere thing that Umnumzana Udithin Bajila and his colleagues did, whereby they helped Abantu Abasakhulayo from Matabeleland and Midlands, who live in the most remote of areas. Now, if they can do that and uplift Abanye Abantu Abasakhulayo, can that not happen throughout the rest of the nation?
I'm not sure if that's his name on Twitter.
Yes,
like
it's
been mobilizing, you know, getting different people like I'm a doctor to treat Abantu in different cities that he's been doing, Bulawayo, Binga, all these places. And I thought to myself, what am I doing? Like, what's my role as a citizen? You know, can't I do something? And when you see Ubadila as well, that the things are connected, they're like, okay, let me at least find like one problem that I can solve. So can you imagine if we get every young person in each and every city coming up to say, you know what, I'll do one thing, I'll solve one problem. I think by the time we get to 2030, we would have solved a bit, not everything, but we would have done something. Because no one would turn out to be the government continuously has failed to deliver on its promises. So it's either we do what we can and solve the problems that they created, or all of us are just going to die. And not everyone will be able to do this. So either we solve these problems,
oh,
we just wait for our
safety. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the other two gentlemen. Let's hear what they have to say about Mbono Wako. Tutanga Nava, Nicholas Kajengo. Mr. Kajengo, Muchiripo Parnat. Kajengo.
Yes, I'm here.
Right. You've seen both two panelists that are on the line, and also callers have come in. And one thing they seem to highlight is people seem to have lost confidence in the government in terms of, you know, uplifting the youth. You've come and you've talked about different policies. However, some people feel like, you know what, on paper it's all great, but there's no implementation. Mungati na zuzo.
Listen, I start up to you. One guy has seen evidence. He has not seen V11, Umbo, Uchayi, Umbi, Ajizi, background. He has not seen our family. One guy has not seen my radio. He has not seen me. I was a field, I was a ground. Maka in the field, when the ground, we also never miss a soldier. It's empowerment, it's my policy, every woman, TSP, Vision 2030, it's a background, no kuti. Maka Tarika, right now, this week, Wakatina my programs, Akawanda, a woman, the Dana Command, agriculture. Right now, we're a ground, we're a field. Maka Tarika, the mechanization, the irrigation, the modern farming. John, I would say, because I change, but I'm irrigation, but I'm bold, drilling, market as ICT, no things that will be new. Magatarita, the mining, the patent stage. Terra, the top 50, I'm kind of very in the John, I would say, I change, you watch, what I'm top 50, you should be, and John, you have to be. Ramangwan Rao, Kuyambera, Snow Rao, Nasi, Ring Safe Hands, Magatarita, my youth ego should be gravity. Yeah, my youth, I think your theory. Yeah, it's a ground. That is something I'm really in Kachao, Waka Sangana, Nick, Nikayo, Sukadoma, Waka Sibikanya, the Shiro, Nicky, Rava, Matina Kanyanya, we have no mind. Right now, because no Rabba Ramania, my youth ego, what you want to my permit, what you want my license, you could export, what you want to boom. Zokuti wakwenta kutikisa shiro zao, nizira ya kanaka, nizira ilipa mtimu. Zakari mbateza wichidiki, walimu mnyazi infrastructure, nyazi uchora kuchiburani, nyazi uchora kumadimu, nyazi ugaziro kumadiba. Kine ni maprograma kawanda, ana youth build Zimbabwe, maprograma uchwa ni wichidiki ni kayonsi. So, wanenge wachona walipatizi wadara, uma dining Zimbabwe, uma towns, awalasha wali kuona. Kuona zvakanaka zvinoitwa nevechidiki ndokunge uri pafield, ndokunge uri paground. Ndinenyanya kufara kuti ngatika budget ra 2020 irori taona kuti rakanyanya kutarisa nyaya dzemabasa, job creation kuvanhu vechidiki.
naizo zokuwe kwenye wakatirira lekaendi kuti follow the river and you find the sea.
What this thing before I take umlalele, let me hear what umnumzana upachila has to say. Decent mkalumpendule uyamuza uti travel the nation, you'll see the development. Uyasho njalo uti ibudget ka 2020 kababu mthuli ngube kuthwa hayi yona ile njongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. So let me hear what Decent Pachila has to say first, then I'll go to the caller. Pachila uthini?
Okay, first of all, if we were not traveling the nation, we were not going to mobilize young people to take bridge, to be able to be in this program. We found those young people because we are traveling the country, because we are at each and every corner of the area, not on the ground, because we have real stories of real people who are suffering, young people in rural areas who are suffering, who are deprived of opportunities, who can only hear of these opportunities on radio and on TV, but never see them on the ground. And this time around, we said we are going to take them to where the opportunities are centralized, which is Harare. Secondly, it is quite unfortunate that a government official has to mention participation in command agriculture as a success on the eve of a severe drought that we are facing in Zimbabwe. Command agriculture has not been successful. Any participation in it, therefore, has been in vain, because Zimbabwe is facing severe starvation. We want food aid from other countries. People are not able to buy food in the shops because once we discuss, prices go up. So there is a challenge there. If we can mention command agriculture, if you can mention command agriculture as a success. So that's in short a response to what Umiti Kandebo has to say. But moving forward, it is important to say these young people that the president travels around and meeting are the same young people who are in the cities, are the same young people who have monopolized the privilege, are the same young people who are found. If the president goes to Mtare, it's the same. If he goes to Kwekwe, it's the same. If he goes to Cholocho, it's the same. It's the few young people who have monopolized the privilege, and the government officials are actually happy that the president keeps on meeting the same young people.
Wathi ngikubamba umlomo sizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini. Khona khona mthereri ndinomgamshira emtrongwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani khona ecingweni ari paru nari ndiyazi.
Eh makadiko ngkoma mike.
Bo mkoma ari paru phone ndiyazi.
Eh mutoro ona nyasha zviti pa kwekwa.
Mkoma ngiyati kukwekwe tudze iwo maondre 2019 lakafamba zvakanaka.
Mkoma mike zvina kumira zvakanaka mkoma mike. 2019 anga chipisa.
Hanzi chikwa kena mkoma nyasha.
Mabasa sikuwanika munga wa muzikoro especially kuma kwedu kuma teacher institution tu. Zagana tumbumira zaganaka zanga siki wadza mkoma mike kuti utenge chipi ni chipi cha ungadi utenga tunuzache zungo kwira everyday. Saka hezi pachaiti
zino mkoma nyasha. Mkoma ya sanduku bunzei, murugu zwa mkoma kajengu wa rupo paru nara hanzi tendrai muone, mkaona pa nyikaroze, pana kuzimbabwe hanzi wechidiki warugu uwa naomika na yaka siana imi murugu wechidika wanama basa zino vanuote irani chichiru kunya suiti
zao varakutara wakiti mkana shukuti ndofunga mkana ilikuwa ndira kunyewangu isusu atina mukana tukungosangana nayo isusu kuyedza nepatinogona napo pechidiki asi hapana kana mukana tukusangana nayo izvinhu zvakaoma izvi
nemaonereni zvichachinja here gore rino
nemaonero angu hopu ndoyatisina zvedu hopu hapasisina pamukoma mai
zvino mukoma nyasha endiraimbe
tungoona kuti 2020 yacho iyi tungoona kuti zvakangofanana zvangofanana nehembe yaemubhero nyika kunge yakamboshandiswa hapana chambochinja pamukoma maiti isusu hatisina kana hope manje yechidiki vacho saka ndopamunozoona manje ekozvino ndopamunozoona isusu vechidiki mapasa akasiyana siyana akaita sekuba vazhinji vedu neyekuti zvinhu zvakaoma vamwe vakuitawo zvechipambi mabhao neyekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka vari kuedza kutsvaga kurarama
Aiwa takunza zvakanaka mukoma nyasha. Mabvunzo angu kupedzera kwamuri tobva tapedza chirongwa ndechekuti sezvo vechidiki vekuZimbabwe vanhu vari kunzi vakangwara zvikurusa pasi rose. Chiri kutadzisai kuisa pfungwa dzenyu pamwe chete kuitira kumuwanawo mukana wekusimudzira chii?
Nyaya ipo ndekuti chokwadi chocho isusu muZimbabwe very intelligent zvinopedzikanwa kana muAfrica yese, asi kuti chionai manje pfungwa dzedu dzapikirirwa nekuda kwokuti vacho vari kumusoro havasi kukwanisa kutinzwa isusu, vamiririri vari kukwanisa kutimirira havasi kutimirira zvakanaka nekuda kwokuti tichasa age yevanhu vari kutimirira kumusoro ikoko vava vanhu vakuru vachembera, saka zvii havakwanisi kutinzwisisa isusu zvatinenge tichida sezvidiki. Handiti maona manje.
Aiwa takunza mukoma nyasha, nguva ndiyo yadyikana nandiri kunzwa kuti pane vamwe vateereri vada kupinda muchirongwa. Tinotenda zvikuru, handisi Alright, Zimbabwe muhle liyamuzwa umnumzana Nyasha asizweni ukuthi usange yena uthini. Samkeliso ukhonexe ngweni. Right. So you heard what umlaleli had to say, you heard what Decent had to say, kanye lo Nicholas. Ngicela ubaphendule bonke.
You know what? I love how you keep saying ukuthi we should go on the ground. You know, I work with young people and I'm also a young person.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that the government has things on the paper, but when it comes to implementation, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk about common agriculture, which is doing amazing. But if you know what right now is Zimbabwe, the economy is like sea contracted to, I think, less than 7% or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we let out. And I was reading a survey, the EAU, and they were saying, 5.5 million in rural areas. That's a very proud. So when they say command agriculture is working, what are they talking about? And I think it's 2.2 million in urban areas, peri-urban areas. So suffer from a drought. So when they talk about the success of command agriculture, what are we talking about? And then when you talk about this vision 2020, what happened to it? Because on the ground we don't see it. Now they're pursuing in the agenda 2030. So I feel like the government, in their heads, or on our water, they think they have the right policies or they're doing the right thing. But if they come to us door by door and they see how frustrated we are with the policies that they have, that are extractive, that are destroying the livelihoods of the government, they'll not be talking. Let's go from our hospitals right now. You know, we are losing people because there's nothing. I wouldn't have allowed there's nothing. So if someone, a government official, keeps saying, you see, all these tokens that they have are working out. What is he talking about? I don't agree. And they are coming out of the corner. There's no hope. You know, it's so sad. As a person who believes in encouraging others, learning means I'm asking myself, what can I really say to a young lover right now? Because all looks like it's bleak. Our future is really can't even talk about it right now. And then I agree with this thing. There's nothing, because it's not individuals. We're not taking...
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm getting
their own initiative.
Watching Ubambumlomo is cut this long bangoy. Unfortunately, time has run out, so thank you so much. Decent Bachila Nyabonga Kulungena Wushelo, I'd love to give you all an opportunity to wrap it up. Wotwa is Kati Isisiwangoi. Mure Zimbabwe, time flies when you're having fun. Thank you so much to everybody who joined me tonight on The Connection. Tonight on The Connection, Tachinava Nicholas Kajengo, community development practitioner. He has experience working alongside the government. Njalo Visilom Numzana Udisen Collins Bachila. If you're looking to check out more of his program, follow him on social media. Njalo Visilo Samgeliso Chuma. Follow her too on social media. Mure Zimbabwe, ndinotenda zvikuru kune muteereri wese apinda muchirongwa. Tanki ngabona wonke muntu uri kugenera yokuhlelo. Igama rami nguMike Hove. Bye bye.
Nera kana kamuri yeZimbabwe ino studio 7
tichitepenyura tiri mu Washington DC. Lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuhle? Le yi studio 7 ekwethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe.
Sisakaza sise Washington DC. Tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechipiri ndira 7.